Stoide Terry Munster, Dalit Tishri Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Rabbi David Eisenberg.
Who's the L'chaim for Simcha? Okay. Here, Rabbi, say we're going to get started. As I understand, today is a shorter shir, so it's 9:15 to 9:45 now during these tkufas. So let's get moving. Let's get started. I said before, wish Rabbi Victor Chaim Aruchim and the Shir Shuili Lenishmas, Malka, Miriam Matel, that's right, sorry, Miriam Matel Bas, Rabbi Shimon HaKoin. I know it was with a mem, sorry, my mistake. Okay, right. I'd like to talk today about Hadlokas Neiris on Yom Kippur. There are many different halachas that come up with lighting Neiris on Yom Kippur. Many different candles you're going to need to know, so we're going to discuss the types of candles that you need to light. And also we're going to speak about Havdalah at the end and what you need to know for making Havdalah at the end. Okay, so let's get started. How many candles does a person need on Yom Kippur? So somebody said to me once, 5. So we'll go through it. I'm not sure if you need 5. You could probably manage with 4. But let's go through the different types of neiros that are necessary. So, neir number 1. That's a very interesting halacha that comes up over here. The question is, in the olden days, wow, you get a real, you get this. This is the first time I think to myself I should have had a microphone. It's okay, no, they're just overpowering. I wonder if they'll overpower me or not. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me in the back? Shmila, can you hear me? Okay, fine, over the other chevra. As long as you can hear me over the back, that's fine. So, the question was like this. In the olden days, some people used to have lights in their house, and some people didn't have lights in the house. Everybody used candles. So on Yom Kippur, where we have 5 inuyim, achila and shtir together, sicha, shmiring, rechitza, washing, ne'ilas sandal, wearing shoes, tashmish hamitah, being together with your wife. So because tashmish hamitah is osur, therefore we want to make certain hagdaras to make sure that a person wouldn't come unnecessarily to come to that. And therefore, what Chazal said, if you had no neiros at home, meaning if there was no candles burning in your house, so imagine you came home and it was entire darkness. It would be very, very, it's morbid on Yom Kippur to come home to darkness. But one thing that you can be for certain is you're not going to see your wife and you're not going to have any tivus, because you're not going to see anybody. And therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, if you have a mokum where they're not noyik to be madlik neiros on Yom Kippur, and you come home to darkness, then there's no need for any extra neiros for that. However, in a place where they are noyik to be madlik neiros, which is all of our homes, that's today, everybody has madlik neiros. So then, if you're living at home together with your wife, the halacha says there's an extra neir that you need to light in your bedroom, just to create an extra hachokah. It's interesting that on Yom Kippur, we keep all the hachokahs, and even though on Tisha B'Av, where you also have to keep hachokahs, Bein Ish L'Ishtoi, you only have to keep them at night, whereas on Yom Kippur, you keep them at night and during the day. The Shai Tzion mentions that the difference between Yom Kippur and between Tisha B'Av, actually a strange difference, he says, on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av, let's start Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, everybody looks Tisha B'Av dick. It's a hack, it's a clap. You don't look okay. So when the husband will see his wife, she won't look as enticing. On Yom Kippur, people dress up. It says, even though we're not really supposed to, but on Yom Kippur, everybody puts the best face forward. They want to wear begadim noim levanim, at least to wear fresh white clothing. And because of that, therefore, a person's wife might look more enticing on Yom Kippur even during the day, and therefore we're noyik. Hachok is not only at night, but also during the day on Yom Kippur, and that's why you have to have a light on in the bedroom, in the marital bedroom, on Yom Kippur. That's ner number one. Ner number two that we then discuss is the ner that's necessary for hadlokas neres of Yom Tov. Now, once we've decided that we light neros at home, so then on top of that, there'll be a chiyuv to light neros Yom Tov. There wasn't necessarily a chiyuv to light neros Yom Kippur in a place where the minig was not to light any candles. So then there's also no minig to light neros Yom Kippur either. But since nowadays we are noyig to light candles in our home for regular lighting, therefore we also need neros in our home for Ner Yom Kippur. And that's why he says, if it comes out on Shabbos, everybody is mechuyev lahadlik. On Shabbos, even those that were noyig not to have lights for Yom Kippur would have lights on Shabbos. You have to light neros Shabbos. And then you'd be mechuyev to have your light in your bedroom as well, because once you have lights at home in another bedroom and another room, you need a light in the bedroom. Therefore, and we're noyig to madlik anyway, we make the bracha. If it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you make lehadlik ner shel Shabbos shel Yom Kippurim. And if it's just Yom Kippur, the minig is we make a bracha lehadlik ner shel Yom Kippur. And that's the minig by us. Beyond that, we also have a minig, if possible, to add lights in the Beis HaKnesses and the Bate Medrash to give more light. I know that in certain, I'm looking around over here, I see that there's certain chandeliers that don't burn. I don't know if that's because they only turn them on for simchas, or if they don't turn them on. Are these the Kovet Shabbos? They're for simchas, right? I've been to certain Bate Medrash where they have on certain lampshades, or on certain lights, it says, this light is a Kovet Shabbos, and that's the Tosefes R, the extra light that you have on a regular Shabbos, on a regular day, is added on by this light or that light bulb on Shabbos. So people have the minhag to do that. So too, in shuls, you should add extra candles. Now we get to the next one. We have just the ner. The Ramo quotes, this is in Siman Tov Resh Yud, Sif Dalet in the Ramo. Noyagin, the minhag is shekolish godol, every godol, everybody who is over 13, oy katan, or even under 13, oy sin loy ner. I think people refer to this, I think, ner shel chayim sometimes. The ner of those who are alive. That somebody who is alive lights a ner. That's another thing that you have to do. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Achshav ein oisin neros ela lenosui. Nowadays we only make neros for somebody who is married. So, therefore you have a halacha over here. He doesn't bring it over here for the women. He brings only the halacha for men. Shekol ish. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'ein lasis ner le'isha." We don't make a light for the women. So now we've spoken about two lights already. We spoke about light, or three lights really. But we spoke so far. We've spoken about the ner that a person, the extra ner that a person has to have in his bedroom. We spoke about neros of Yom Kippur, the regular ner that you have to light lekovid Yom Kippur, because we light candles everywhere else. We spoke about extra neros in shul. If your shul can have an extra ner. Now we get to the next one, which is the ner shel chayim. The ner that a person lights for those that are alive, which we said is for men and not for women. And now we said also, Mishnah Berurah, it's only for married men. But any married man, regardless of whether he has to light a candle for yahrzeits or not for yahrzeits, and a yisker candle, whatever you're going to be lighting, you'll be lighting a candle for ner shel chayim. So that's another ner that we mentioned. Beyond that, he brings over here also in the Mishnah Berurah, Gam ner neshama le'ovel le'ima shemesu, and ner neshama le'chaper aleim. Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a kapara for them. And the Mishnah Berurah also writes, Umash mimiloshen zeh desagi b'ner echot. If a person nebuch is a yosem both from his father and his mother, how many neros does he need? Or does she need? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that a person needs only one ner, even for more than one neshama. So you're not mechuyev to light one ner for each person that passed away. You can double up or triple up, however many you want to do, and you can light one ner for all the haskaras neshamas that you want to do. So far we've now added on also the ner for neshama. Okay. No, I think each person will make for themselves. So if you're lighting for your parents, you know, Leno, and her for her parents. So that each person should do. So now, so far we have four candles. The four candles that we have so far is, you have a ner for the bedroom, you have a ner for Yom Tov, Not now. I'm sorry. Two neres. Okay, but yeah, two neres or however many where the minig is. But I'm talking about the types of neres you have to light. Yeah, yeah. You have the ner shel chai, the ner of the live person, and we also have a ner neshama. Okay, so far so good. Now we have another halacha at the end of Hilchas Yom Kippurim and Siman Tov Resh Chof Dalet, the final siman in Hilchas Yom Kippur. There's a discussion now about making Bayir Me'ora Eish after Yom Kippur. So we say the following. Mevarchem ala or, you make a bracha on fire. Ve'em mevarchem, this is in Tov Resh Chof Dalet, Siv Dalet, you make a bracha on the fire. Ve'em mevarchem, me'moitzah Yom Kippur and ala or she'tzir atam min avonim. You don't make a bracha on a brand new fresh flame. You have to make it on what's known as a ner shabbos. The yesh oimrim. However, the Shulchan Aruch now adds another thing. Shemavarchin olav me'amud rishon ve'elech. So you have a kula. Many times you have people that knock on your house on Motzei Yom Kippur and they're looking for a candle. Why are they looking for candles? Okay? So let's go through the halacha step by step, and let's see what Shulchan Aruch says, and then let's move forward because there's another Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei that seems to take away this Yesh Oimrim, and we'll see what we need to do. So first of all, there's a Chiyuv Ner on the night of Motzei Yom Kippur. Why is there a Chiyuv Ner? So this is a different. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Ner that you need over here on Motzei Yom Kippur is very different to the ner that you need on Motzei Shabbos. The ner on Motzei Shabbos came because you had Adam Arishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, and it was dark. He looked around, and the whole world was dark. He didn't have lights, he didn't have anything. And the Rebbein Shalom told him what to do, and he took the stones and rubbed them against each other and was able to be Moitzia Eish, was able to be Moitzia fire from those stones and create a light for himself. And Lezecher, the fact that Adam Arishon was able to make a fire on Motzei Shabbos, and the first fire that we had was on Motzei Shabbos, therefore we all have a ner on Motzei Shabbos. That's the normal ner that you have on Motzei Shabbos. Excuse me. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, you have a ner sheshomas. How is that? On Yom Kippur, we're not reminding ourselves on Motzei Yom Kippur that light was created on Motzei Yom Kippur, because light wasn't created on Motzei Yom Kippur. The light was created on Motzei Shabbos. There's a weekday. Rather, what Yom Kippur reminds us of is the following, that on Yom Kippur, it was usur to make a fire, and after Yom Kippur, you're allowed to make fires again. And therefore, in order to remind myself that it was also to use this fire on Yom Kippur, and now comes Motzei Yom Kippur, I can use this fire again, I need a candle that was lit already on Yom Kippur. Because if it wasn't lit on Yom Kippur, how is that going to tell me this fire that I couldn't have used the fire on Yom Kippur? If it was lit on Yom Kippur, then I say, I couldn't touch this fire, I couldn't touch the fire the entire 24 hours. Now comes Motzei Yom Kippur, I can use this fire again. Oh, I'm able to use it. Pardon? Pardon? We're going to come to that. We're going to come to that. So we're going to speak about using the candle you already lit, and that's going to be part of the discussion. No, but Shabbos, the reason you need the candle on Matzah Shabbos is not to remind you of that. No, because on Shabbos, the din lighting a candle on Matzah Shabbos is specifically because the fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. And so therefore, we create another fire on Matzah Shabbos to remind you of the fact that the fire was first of all created on Matzah Shabbos. Here we don't need to remind you that the fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. And it wasn't created now. It's going to be Monday night next week. Fire wasn't created on Monday night. It was created on Matzah Shabbos. So what is the reminder? The reminder is a different halacha. We don't need that reminder on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Good question. I'm not sure why we don't need that extra reminder. Should have said that. The same thing on Motzei Shabbos also. There should be a reminder. I couldn't use fire on Shabbos. And could be, maybe, I'll have to look it up deeper, but could be that maybe because Yom Tov, normally you are allowed to use fire, and this is the only Yom Tov that Shabbos Shabbos, and that you cannot use fire, so it needs a special halacha to tell you here you cannot use fire, whereas normally you could use fire. Maybe. Okay? But I hear the question. I'd have to look up why on Shabbos there's no halacha that you have to remind yourself Matzah Shabbos that you couldn't use fire. But on Matzah Yom Kippur, that's halacha. You remind yourself I cannot use fire. And therefore, I need a fire that was lit during Yom Kippur that I was not allowed to use previously on Yom Kippur. And now Matzah Yom Kippur, I can use that fire. Oh, now I can show you I didn't use it previously and I'm using it now. That's a fire. That's why you need a Nesh HaShavas. That's why you need what's called this Nesh HaShavas, the candle that was on Yom Kippur, and then you used it after Yom Kippur. Now the Shulchan Aruch is bringing a Yesh Omrim over here, and the Yesh Omrim is being quoted by the Kolboy. That Yesh Omrim holds that, you know what? Only the first flame that I make, I can't use. So let's say I take a match and I strike the match. That match is a fresh fire. Can't use that match. However, if I were to take that match and light another candle from it, so I take my $0.50 candle, I light the match, I take my $0.50 candle and I light it onto that, then that's okay. Then I'm allowed to use that flame. That's what he brings over here. Yesh oimim. The Shulchan Aruch brings the Yesh oimim. Shemavachon olav me'amud rishon elus. Once you move away from the first flame to the next flame, or to the one after that, or mutter. That's the first Yesh oimim that he brings. Now, in Sif Hei, he brings another halacha. Then he says, a Jew who lit a candle off a non-Jew on Motzei Yom Kippur, even on Motzei Shabbos you will be allowed to, because Shem Avach Motzei Yom Kippur, ala or Shabbos mi ba'od yom mamish, or al or shehudlak mimenu, or a light that's been lit from it. And the meaning is to light from the ones from Shul. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, b'shem the Mogen Avram, that the Shulchan Aruch is now saying min astam, not like the Yesh Omrim that we just said in Sif Dalet. In Sif Dalet we said if I lit a match and then I light another candle, then I can use that candle to make Bar Maresh on it. Now the Shulchan Aruch is saying, if I need a fire on Motzei Yom Kippur, I can't go over to a guy outside the street, hey mate, do you have a light? And he'll put up his fire and you light your candle from it. So you say, I didn't light this fire. The guy lit the fire, so that's okay, I can use that candle. Says the halacha, I cannot use a candle, I cannot use a fire that a guy just recently lit for me. In Cain, why not? Must be that we hold, since this fire was not shavas over Yom Kippur, since this fire did not take a break and wasn't used over Yom Kippur, because it didn't exist on Yom Kippur, even though he's making the initial fire, and I'm only lighting my candle off his initial fire, which according to the Kolboy we quoted before should be mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch that will be osur. And therefore would come out, according to this Shulchan Aruch, says the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch says, min astam, in the next halacha, that we don't allow you to make a new flame and to light from that flame. Okay? So sometimes people say, Matzei Yom Kippur, you should go, if your candle went out, what you should do is you light a candle, and then you light your Avdolah candle from that candle, and then you're around it. So according to the Yesh Omrim Shulchan Aruch, that works. But Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch seems to say in the next Sif that you're not allowed to do it, and therefore you cannot light a candle and light another candle from that candle. That doesn't work. Derech Agav, pardon? Matzei Shabbos Yom Kippur will be different. There you could, there you ready, you can use the candle for Matzei Shabbos. Once you can use the Matzei Shabbos, you can use the Matzei Yom Kippur also. So that's going to be different, because that has a double halacha. So because that has a double halacha, and it's like a double function.
If you know the guy is in Nesha Shabbos, been on all day.
Yeah, then you can. Yes, you can, because he doesn't say it's also to light a candle off a guy. That's not what he says. He says the reason you cannot light the candle off the guy is because the guy's candle that he just lit for you is not a Nesh Shabbos. But if you know for whatever reason the guy had a candle burning in his house for the last 24 hours and you can go and you take a candle from him, that's a Nesh Shabbos and you can light off him also. It's not a chisorin in lighting the candle off the guy. It's not a guy's flame that's no good. It's the fact that the candle was lit just now.
Because the pilot had been on the whole time.
Yes.
Say the fire from the pilot.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Why does the Shulchan Aruch give the example of the boy?
Because before he said, I guess before he said we were going to, we were talking about the Yid making the fire himself. I guess now he's saying, so if I, okay, interesting that he gives the example of the guy. We don't really, it's not true. It's not true. It's even if another Yid. It is the implication, but that somehow the Mishnah doesn't seem to say it. Nobody seems to say that. I hear your implication. I'm not sure why you have to give the case of the guy. You could go next door and ask another Yid to light a candle and light your candle off his candle. Same thing. I don't know. Okay, don't know.
If you had a flame on you, which was food for eating things on yards for kids, can you take a light from that?
Yeah. Yes. So he's talking about the pilot light, you're talking about the other light. So we're going to come in a minute to that. So that's there's one more nakuda that we need to discuss. But the answer is yes.
Can't be muffled from that food. Can't be muffled from that light. Can you use it for eating that food?
You've used it, yeah, but you've only used it in a hetadik oifen. So it's still, you're allowed to... It's still considered Nesher Shavas. The halacha says you're allowed to use it. I hear what you're saying, but the halacha says that's still considered Nesher Shavas. You could use it. Yeah? Look, you've not been modeled from the other lights either. We'll see in a minute. We're talking about light that you're going to have to get some kind of light benefit from. Yeah? It's not a light that you got, no, that wasn't just, that was just there, like covered Yom Tov. Really, there should be some kind of benefit from it, which we'll see in a minute. That's the last bit that the Rama is going to say, and then we're going to come out with some kind of halacha in between. Okay. So that's what we said about lighting the candle from the goy. So therefore, we say we don't go with this yesh ayimim. Derech agav, I was going to mention. I once received this tip a few years ago, and it's something that we've done ever since, and it really works. You do one of two things for Yom Kippur. If you're worried your candle is not going to last for 24 hours, and many of the 24-hour candles don't last or only last exactly 24 hours, and you might need it for 26 because you start at Kol Nidre and you take a little bit longer at Ma'ariv, and you said maybe even Kiddush Levon or anything else, so by the time you get to lighting, you kind of come home, it's just gone out. Yeah? So you add some oil to the bottom, that's very, very good. You take a bit of olive oil and you add it to one of these candles, you pour it, it doesn't even need a lot. You just pour in a bit of olive oil, it sinks to the bottom, and then when it gets to the bottom, when it gets to that part of the candle, it's going to have to burn the oil through as well. It adds another 2 or 3 hours to your candle. But ever since I've heard that trick, we always do it. We've never had an issue with the candles. Alternatively, what you can do is you can spend another 20 pence and buy a 2-day candle, it's no big deal, and then you know for sure it's going to make its way through also. So whether you want to pour oil in, or whether and buy the 1-day candle, or whether we're about a 2-day candle, I know for sure that's going to go through, whatever you're going to do. But, you know, there are two ways to make it work. Make it work whatever way it works. The thing I would say is the one-day candles, in general, burn basically one day. And if you want them to burn that 26, 28 hours that you need, many times they won't. And the truth is, it says it's advertised as a 24-hour candle. You can't expect it to burn 28 hours. So that's what it is. But what he brings over here is also, lastly, Yesh oimim lehavdil al nesh beis haknesses. There are more quotes that you should make avdalah on a candle that was lit in a beis haknesses. The yesh oimim and them, some say she'ein lehavdil olav. You shouldn't make avdalah on any of the candles that were lit in shul. El madlikin ner achem imenu. You light. Oh, shut up. It shut down. Why did it shut down? Ran out of battery? Sorry. Pardon? You didn't put the oil in there. You didn't put the extra oil in the camera. You know? Okay. So again, yesh oimim, some say lehavdil an ner shebeis haknesses, to do havdalah on the candle in shul. The yesh oimim, and some say she'ein lehavdil olav. You shouldn't say havdalah on that candle in shul. And madlikin ne'achem imenu, you light another candle from it. Ve'anochoin, the correct thing to do is lehavdil ashnei meyachat. You do it together. Dehainu lehadik ne'ach echad miner beis haknesses. You should light a candle from the beis haknesses. Ve'lo yavdil aneh atzma shebeis haknesses lechud. And don't just be mavdil on the ner shebeis haknesses. Now, why is that? So he quotes over here Mishnah Berurah. And this is what we said before. She'ein lehavdil olav. So some say the reason you use a ner shebeis haknesses, because that's a candle that you can be certain that was on for the entire 24 hours. That's a very good candle to use. However, Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Yud Beis, this ner was only done l'chovat hayoyim, v'loy l'ho'ir. This ner was not put up for fire purposes. It's not there to give light in your household. It is there, it has a separate purpose. It's for Kovan HaBeis HaKnesses that you lit that candle, and that's it. And therefore, we saw early on in Simen, Reish Ches Tzadik, Shem Avarchan Al Zeh. You don't make a bracha on a candle that's not been lit for the flame and for the light that it gives. Because you're making a bracha, the bracha needs to be on the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu gave you fire to be able to see with it. Not fire to be able to cook with it. So this is coming back to your question. And to your question, by the way. Both the pilot light from the boiler and your question of the flame that was on underneath the blech. Can you use those flames? So they seem to be the same thing as a Nesher Beis HaKnesses. You have a Nesher Beis HaKnesses that was not lit Lahoyer. So what do you do with that? And therefore he says in Mishubura. So he says, first of all, he says, what's the first opinion hold? The day we're showing this, rather than Nasa Lahoyer. The first opinion says that no, that the extra candles in shul are also there for light, because it gives extra light, and therefore I can use them. They're not only for covered, they're also for light. But he doesn't disagree with the halacha that you need to use a candle that was lit for light purposes. Okay? With that, you yoytze divako. So what you do now is the following. You take a candle, and you light it from the Ner Sheshavas. And this is really what we do. So some people do different things. Some people, and this is why I said, some people have a fifth candle. The light amongst all the candles that we mentioned before, the light one Lahoyer. That means you've already lit the candle in your bedroom. And you've already lit the candles for Yom Tov. And you've already lit Ner Shelchaim. And you've already lit a yardside candle. But all those candles you're not lighting for light purposes. Each one of them has its own purpose. Now they take another yardside licht, and they light that candle for what? Not Ner Sheshavas. But Ner Lahoyer. Yeah, Ner Sheshavas. The others are also Ner Sheshavas. It's more. You need a Ner Sheshavas that's their Lahoyer. They're all Sheshavas that we mentioned before. But this is a Ner Sheshavas Lahoyer, because all the other ones are not Lahoyer. They're just like the one that you lit in Shul. Just like the one you lit in Shul is only the covered Beis HaKnesses. One you lit over here, the covered yourself. And one you lit the covered whoever passed away, Nebuch in the Mishpacha. And one you lit in the bedroom. And one you lit the covered yonder, but none of them is lit the covered light. So how are you going to get around that? So either what you do is, so some people light a fifth candle, and they make that candle specifically a candle for light. Or alternatively, there's one other thing that you could do. There is also the option, as he brings over here, and Rabbi Yashiv seems to bring that in his Tshuvas as well, it's brought in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, that what you can do is you can be soimach on what he says over here. Let's say you take your Havdalah candle, and you light your Havdalah candle from a yardside licht, or a Ner Shelchaim. Pardon? Oh, so now what we're going to do is we're going to combine two things. Okay? You need a Ner Sheshavas? You have one. So what's the issue? It's not Lahoyer. Guess what? I just lit my Havdalah candle and I turn off the lights. It's Lahoyer. This light is Lahoyer. So you'll tell me it's not Sheshavas. It is Sheshavas. That one was Sheshavas. But once I took off Sheshavas, it's okay. I mean, we even saw Shulchan Aruch brought the day of the Kolboy that on a fresh candle that I lit, if I just lit a match and then lit my candle off this match, even from that, I could be Yoytze. So Koshkin over here, where this is really a Ner Sheshavas. So you take the two things and you combine them. You have a Ner Sheshavas, and then you light your Havdalah candle from the Ner Sheshavas. So you have Sheshavas and Lahoyer, and then you have everything that you need. And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv says that a lot of people are noyig to light off, whether it's the Yahrzeit Licht, or whether it is to light off the Ner Shelchaim, whichever one you want to take your flame off. But the Maisa, you can stick your Havdalah candle in there, make it light up, and with that, you can be Yoytze. If you want to be super... Pardon? Because that candle might not be Lahoyer. That candle might have been covered Yom Tov or covered something else. If you made one Lahoyer, yes, you could. I don't think there's a din avuka on Matzah Shabbos. It doesn't say there's a din avuka. I think the avuka is only a din avuka on... Pardon? Avuka, yeah. Yeah, there's no avuka, so you can make it. But I think a lot of people say, I've seen people, they make havdalah and then they pour the candle in, and then somebody else comes home and says, I need a fire. There's no in pouring it out with a fire either. But I think if you really want to, you can light with your regular havdalah candle, so you'll have an avuka. You don't need the avuka you have. And then if you want to put it out in the wine, so you put it out in the wine, that's also okay. You can do whatever you want to. Pardon? Pardon? You could use the actual candle if you want to. Yeah? You could use the actual candle. But again, you can use the actual candle if you lit a ner lahayir. So if you lit a separate candle, just lahayir, you can use that candle. Or alternatively, if you light another candle and make that candle lahayir, you can use a candle even that wasn't originally lit lahayir. If you make the one ner shav, if you want the ner, what do you mean, the ner shachaim? What? Yes. If you want it to be lahayir as well, okay, fine. Now, the question, the last question, what I would say to that is, one last point that I would make, and Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe says, nowadays, it's not so possible. When you light your neret Shabbos, they don't do anything. We have electric light. What do your neret Shabbos do? So the machmirim, what they do is they even turn off their regular light, then they turn on the light, and without making a hefsik, then they go straight from there to light their neret Shabbos, and they make a bracha on all the lights together. Yeah? So therefore I would say, when you come up to that also, if you want to say that ner that you put there, the ner shel chaim should be also for Avdol, it's their lahayir, it's very shvach. But if you light another candle and you put off the light and you have your regular Avdol candle, that makes it much more lahayir. But if you want to do that, you can do that. If you want to be extra machme, you can make a second candle as well. Either which way, you know, the oilam should have a lichtige Yom Kippur. We should be zoyche to kaparas avoinus. And do you want to say kandish? You want to say? You don't say Kaddish, right? Okay, anybody saying Kaddish? Yeah, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Omer Zechosh Bachar Zachis, Sol, Levicho, Chivu, Lantay, Mitzvah, Shnema, Adonai, Chavei, Tzaman, Sikoy, Agdin, Teirov, Yadir. Amen.